now, already in the middle of Bein HaMetzurim, the 3 weeks when Klal Yisrael is Mes'abel on the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And during the 3 weeks, we try to put an extra focus, extra attention, extra kavuna in those parts of davening which speak about the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, and so on. Yerushalayim Eircho Barach Mem Tushev, Est Samach Dovid, Bruchas, where we ask, please, Rabbi Nishloirim, Re'enu Va'onyeini. But today, I want to bring out another part of davening, where people might not realize that there's also a very, very deep and fundamental connection to the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, a fundamental connection to our Avoda in Gulis. And that is the capital of Ashrei. Ashrei Yoshvei Vaisecho Oid Yahalalichel Selo. This capital needs to have an extra significance for us during the 3 weeks. And I want to explain, what is the connection? The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Bruchas in Daf Dalet Omer Beis that Kol Ha'Oimer B'Chol Yoim Ashrei Shulosh Pa'omim, whoever says 3 times every single day the Perek of Ashrei, is Miftech Loi Shehi Ben Olam Habo. He is assured that he is one of those people who he will be a Ben Olam Habo. And Mefoshim explain that from this we see the gewaldige chashivas of Ashrei, if one says it with kavuna. However, one needs to understand, why do we need to say it 3 times? The Gemara says it's dafk if you say it 3 times every single day. So Rashi says the 3 times is connected the shulosh tfilos of Shachris Mincha Imariv. However, there is another pshat in one of the Rishonim in the Avidram. And the Avidram says as follows. If we look in the Gemara there, in Masechtas Bruchas, just one blat earlier, on Daf Gimel, the Gemara writes as follows. Omer Rav Yitzchok Bashmiel Mishmei Derav. Shulosh Mishmurois Heva Halayla. Every night is divided up into 3 parts. Va'al kol mishma in mishma. And when it starts every part of the night, Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rabbi Shem is sitting, v'shoyeg ka'ari, and he cries out like a lion, v'oimer, and the Rabbi Shem says, oy lebunim, woe is to the children, Sheba'avoinoseim, which because of their Averis, Hechrafti es Beisi, Vesorafti es Heichuli. I've had to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and I have burned down the Heichel of the Beis HaMikdash, Vehiglesim Lebein Emois Ha'olim. And I've sent them into Gulis, scattered around the nations of the world. Carries on the Gemara, Tanya. Omer Abyoisi, said Abyoisi, Pamachos Hayisi Mahalach Baderech, I was once travelling on a journey, Menechnasti Lechorva Achas Mechovas Yishalayim Lispalel, and I went into one of the ruins of one of the buildings that had been, the city of Yishalayim from the time Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed, but one of the ruins from those buildings was still standing in the times of Abyoisi. And he went into Davin. Bueli Yui Zuchelatoiv Veshomeli ala Pesach Ach Siyamti Tfilusi. And Eliyahu Hanavi waited for me until I'd finished davening. Lachash Siyamti Tfilusi? When I had finished davening, Omeli, Eliyahu Hanavi asked me, Beni, my son, Ma koil shamata bechor vizi? Tell me, did you hear some sound? Did you hear a noise in this ruin? V'amati loy, and I said to him, yes, shamati baskoil, I heard a baskoil shenahamas kiyoina v'oimeres oilebunim shebavoinu seimech raftius besi v'sarafties hechuli v'gleisim lebeino imes. He heard this very same baskoil v'omali and said to me, Eliyahu Hanavi, chayecho v'chaye roishcho. I promise you, loishu zi bilvado meskach. It wasn't just this as a one-off that you happen to hear it now. Ela b'chol yoim v'yoim, every single day, shuloish pa'omem oimeres kach. This baskoil goes out 3 times every single day. V'loizi bilvad. But besides these 3 times, there's another time when it goes out. B'shur she'yisrul nechnusim lebute k'nesiyois elevute midrushois. When Yidden come into Sheol, into the Bute Midrushois, to Davin, for oinim yeheshme hagudoil mevoirach, and they answer the omen yeheshme rabba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mananeya roishoi, the Rabbi Nishloilam is nodding his head, va'oime, and the Rabbi Yishim says, Ashrei HaMelech Shemekalsin Oisoi Bebeisoi Kach. Happy and fortunate is the king who his children are praising him, are benching him in such a way. So this is the Gemara in Masechtas Bruchos in Daf Gimel. Writes the Avadram as follows. Ashrei Yoshua Vesecho Nohagi Leomroi Gimel Pa'omim B'chol Yoim. We say Ashrei 3 times every single day. The question is, why 3 times? Why is it not enough once? Says the Avadram, we want to know why 3 times? Keneged Gimel Pa'omim Shabaskol Yoitzes Va'oimeres B'shulosh Mishmuz Halayla Oishech Rafti is Beisi V'Sarafti is Heichuli Iglesi Izbunai Bein Imes Oilam. The 3 times Ashrei is connected the 3 times that this baskel goes out every single night. What's the connection? Explains the Avadram. Ilekach uni oimrim al habayis shenisraf. We are saying it when we are in Gulis and the Beis Hamikdash has been destroyed. Ve'ein luni ki emikdash ma'at. And all we have left is our Bute Knesios and our Bute Midrushes, our Migdash Ma'at. Ve'ein luni ki emikdash ma'at is Ashrei Yoshvei Vesach. These are the words of the Avadram. But it still needs a bit of an explanation. So what does it actually mean? Because the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, and all we have left is our Bute Knesios and Bute Midrushes, is therefore is Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecho. So there is a Gewaldige Drusha, which the Chasam Sofer gave 1 year Erev Yom Kippur, printed in Drusha's Chasam Sofer, where he quotes this Gemara in Bruchas about the Baskoil. And he writes an amazing thing. He says, Bizman HaMikdash, we had the avoid of the Karbunas. But we understand the Rebbeinu Shloilam doesn't need to eat the flesh of the Karbunas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loy oichel busa avirim. So what's the hanor that the Rebbeinu Shloilam has of the Karbunas? Says the Gemara, Masechtas Menuchos and Daf Kif Yid Omed Aleph, the Nachas Riach is Sha'oma V'Nasa Ritzoinoi. That we are obeying, we are listening to the Rabbi Nishloilam. The Rabbi Shem said we should bring him Karbunas, and we are listening. This is the Nachas Riach of the Karbunas. So writes the Chasam Sofer, Ve'im Kein, if so, Yitochen, it is possible. There's an even greater nachas riach to the Rabbeinu Shem, more than the avoider of the kabunas. And what is that? When Yidden are in gulis and we are scattered amongst the nations of the world. V'soivlim goliyos ibizyoinos. And Yidden are suffering from the gulas, and we are suffering from the bizyoinos. How the goyim mock Yidden. They look down on us. They make fun of us. They make for us schwerigkeiten, like unfortunately we are all too aware at the moment, the matzav in the world, how the goyim detest Klal Yisrael and this terrible anti-Semitism wherever one goes. And Yidden are suffering. And even so, nechnusim lebutik nesiyos, Yidden still come to Shiel despite all the hardships, despite the difficult times. V'shuvim eilav bebechi vanucha, and Yidden do tshiva v'oisem masim, and we are demonstrating mishtoikim musa niske lushiv el beischo. When will we be zoicha to come back to Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis Hamikdash, and to do the avodah? And we are mispalim sheyesh mei rabba, sheyesh mei gud mevorech. Says the Chasam Sofer, nimsa comes out. Hariz Achilles, Yoisa, Noah, Lafunav, Yisburach Shemoi. That this, what Yidden in the time of Gulas are coming into Sheol, despite the hardships, despite feeling low, downtrodden, and oppressed, Yidden come to Sheol, and we are Meshabeach the Rabbi Nishlalim, and we are Mahala the Rabbi Nishlalim. This is an even greater avoider and an even greater nachas riach to the Rabbi Nishlam, more than the avoider that the Rabbi Nishlam had in the time of Beis Hamikdash. Says the Chasam Sofer, Nimsa she'enoi chusa minachas riach shaloi klim. The Rabbi Nishlam is not lacking any nachas riach. Unfortunately, we are suffering. But the Rabbi Nishlam, we are giving an even greater nachas riach to the Rabbi Nishlam, more than was in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. And this is what the Bas Koil said, that when Yidden come to Sheol, the Rabbi Nishlam is manayi roshe v'oim, and the Rabbi Nishlam is ashrei hamelech. Happy and fortunate is the king, shemakalsen oisoi bebeisoi kach. What does it mean, kach? That despite all the hardships, despite all the difficulties, Yidden or Mekalsin Oisoi Kach, we still continue to be Meshabeach and Mehalal the Rabbi Nishlein. So now we understand that Ashrei Yoshrei Vaisecho, we say three times, Keneged, the three times that this Baskoil goes out every single day, says, Oy Labunim, woe is to the children who have been exiled from their house. Oh, but Nishno three times a day. When Yidden come to Sheol and they answer, Omen Shmerabba, says the Boshim, Asha Melech, Shemakalsnoi Sebebesakach. So we come to Sheol and we have to realize how fortunate we are that we are able to give the Rabbi Nishon not just the same Nachas Riach, but an even greater Nachas Riach. So Ashrei, fortunate are those who realize to be the Yoshvei Veisach. In the Sefer Shoyma Eminim, from the Shoyma Eminim Rebbe, was from the Greis Tzadikim, was Nifta some 70, 80 years ago in Eretz Yisrael. He writes in his Sefer Mama Gila Perich, hey, in the name of the Ateres Tzvi, the Rebbe of Herschel Zidachoyva, who lived 200 years ago, who the Rebbe Reb Herschel Zidachoyva wrote, that in his times, because of all the suffering which the Yidden were enduring from the Russians and all the peasants, the Russian peasants, Yis'ala Hadoya al kol hadoyrus hakoidmin. Our nation is even greater and even more precious to the Rebbe Reb, more than earlier generations. So writes the Shoyma Menim Rebbe, if the Reb Herschel Zidachoyva said this 200 years ago, it's called Shekain, all the more so, Anachni, Bedoy Uni Ve'evyoin, Bedoy Shufel, Ashlehoy Kazem, Mimois Matan Torseni, Hagdoy Shadachshom. All the more so, in our times, which has never been such a low generation like nowadays. And despite this, Yidden cling to the Torah. Yidden are moisa nefesh to keep the mitzvahs, to try the best, to try the hardest. Miyuchoy l'shay. Who can possibly even begin to understand Malas Am HaKodesh, how great this nation is, and how great will be the Schar, Yoisa Mikol HaDoirois HaKodmim. So with this again, we understand Ashrei Yoishvei V'secho. Fortunate are those who understand to be from the Yoishvei V'secho. And oid yahalas lichosela. Even in such a low generation, they don't give up. They continue. Oid. They continue yahala lichosela, despite everything which is going on, despite the rising anti-Semitism, despite the problems, despite the bizyoinus, yidn come to shiel and their mahal mashabeich reboinshum. Asher Yoshev Esecho, fortunate are those who realize to be Yahala Lichoselo. The Sfasemis, this is in Parshas Mishputim, Tufresh Nin Zayin, writes an unbelievable sentence. Ein HaKodesh Baruch Hu Bo Petrini and Beroysov. The Baruch Hu doesn't demand of us things that which we are not capable of doing. Ikamoy Kain, Begulis, even in Gulis, which we are not able to perform all the mitzvahs properly. Some mitzvahs we can't do at all. And even those mitzvahs we can do, often we don't understand how to do them properly. Or we're lacking the ability how to do them properly. Mikol mokoim, despite this, lefi matzav ha'udam, according to the situation in which we find ourselves, Yichaliyos, it is possible. Shebegulis mekaimim hamitl oleini yoisa mishahoya bizman hamigdash. Says the Sfasemis, a gavaltige chizik. It is possible that nowadays we are doing more than the generation who was in the time of the Beis Hamigdash. Shaharei motzini chatuim gedoilim bizman hamigdash. So although we might not be on their level, but it's possible that what that we are capable of achieving, we are actually doing more than the Doi HaMikdash was able to do. Similarly, the Alter Chotke V'Rebbe Sechesim Aleini, in his Sefer Divrei Dovid, said the same vort. That one year, it was on Shmini Atzeres, they're right there, that the Alter Chotke Rebbe stood there, Behislavus gedoyle v'dveikus nairua. And the following vort he said, with a gewaldige hislavus, with a gewaldige passion, and a dveikus nairua. And he said, ani oime, I say, that this, our generation, which the boy the shaloylam, is conducting himself in our generation, behastura gedoyle. But we don't see clearly the Yad Hashem. There's so many difficulties, so many problems, so many tsurois, so many nisyoinois. It's a gewaldige hastura. So the Alter Chotke Rebbe, I say about our generation, as it is yofe venue yoisa midoi hamidba. It is even shena. It's a better and greater and shena generation more than the Doi HaMidbar. Because in the time HaMidbar, that Moshe Rabbeini, that Anna Koyen, Rosh Shivcha L'Yom Ashleiru Yechezkel Ben Bizi. But nowadays, we have nothing. We see nothing. We don't know what's going on. We don't understand. We are small people with small minds and very limited koiches. And even so, despite all of this, Yidno machazik themselves to try the best, to try the hardest, and Yidno rejoicing with the Torah mitzvahs. Lezois, because of this, mayofa be'einai hadoi hazeh. How beautiful is this generation. Vo'oimani, and I say, shadoi hazeh, yofa harba midoi hamidba, is a lot better, a lot more beautiful than the Doi HaMidbar. And in essence, it is a beferish shegemura. in Masecht the Sanhedrin, in Daf Chofa, Omad Aleph, that the Gemara says there, a pale dik pshat. My dichsiv, asimur, what is pshat in the Pusik? Sheke hachein, vehevel hayoifi, isha yiras Hashem, hitis halom. What does this Pusik refer to? And tells us the Gemara, a dova pale. Sheke hachein, ze doiroi shel Moshe. Vehevel hayoifi, ze doiroi shel Yehoshia. Isha yiras Hashem, hitis halom. Zedoiroi shel Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Lui. Omri Ulov, they said al Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Lui, Shehoye shisha talmidim miskasim betalis achas v'oiskim betoira. That six of his talmidim would wrap around themselves one talis and they would learn Torah. So tells us the Gemara as follows. The generation of Moshe Rabbeini was a generation of chayn. Gewaldige chayn, but that chayn was a beginner of sheker hachayn. The generation of Yoshia Benin had a gewaldige yoifi, but it was a beginner of hevel hayoifi. Why? Because it wasn't their own avoider. It wasn't their own yegia. They had Moshe Rabbeini. They had Yoshia Benin. So of course it was beautiful. Of course everything looked amazing. But that chayn and that yoifi was a beginner of sheka hachayn, hevel hayoifi. It wasn't their own mesiris nefesh which had brought them to this lofty madriga. In the time of Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Lui, there was a terrible poverty. People had no money. People had to be moiser nefesh. And despite this, six Talmidim would wrap around themselves one cloak, one talis, and one, and learn together Torah. This is the Isha Yiras Hashem Hitis Halal. This is truly praiseworthy. In the Sefer Divrei Elimelech from the Rebbe of Melech Grodziska, was from the great Tzaddikim in Poland 150 years ago. He writes in Parshas Akev that nowadays we see, unfortunately, that Yidden are surrounded by so many enemies, and we are surrounded by so many Yidden who have forsaken the path of Torah and mitzvahs. And when a Yid, despite all the difficulties, he is mechazik himself in Torah and mitzvahs, the Rebbein Shem looks at him and regards him as if he is a tzaddik. And he quotes a vort from the Mizritch Magid. That the Mizritch Magid explained a pusik in Tehillim in Perek Lamed Zayin, Toiv ma'atlet tzaddik mahamoin reshoim rabim. Which the pushup shot means that tzaddik is happy with a little bit, more than the hamoin which reshoim rabim have, more than the masses which Rashum have. But the Mizritch Magid said a different kavuna. Toiv ma'at le tzaddik. When a person does, and it's even only a little bit, it's only a ma'at, he is considered a tzaddik. Toiv ma'at, it's enough to do ma'at le tzaddik, to be considered a tzaddik. When is this? Mahamoin reshuim rabim. When we are surrounded by hamoin reshuim rabim, by many reshuim. When we are surrounded by many reshuim, and despite all of this, yid not trying their best, they're trying their hardest, even if it's only a ma'at, it's only a drop in the ocean, but the Rebbein Shem will regard us all as tzaddikim, because look at the contrast to those who are next to us. So this is the toiv ma'at, it's enough a little bit, let tzaddik, to be considered a tzaddik. Val derech zeh, said Rabbi Yeruchim, the famous mashgiach from Meir, this is in his Sefer Das Torah on Parshas Shelach Lecho. He has a gross mama on the mala of the doirois hoachroinim, and he writes a dova pella, that nowadays, in our generation, where things have become so difficult, things have become so hard, and there is a choshech noira, there's a terrible darkness which has descended on the world. Said Rabbi Yeruchim, it's possible to have a yeshiva bucha who's sitting and learning a sefer from one of the gedolim from earlier generations, and he isn't capable of understanding the words that this gudel wrote in his sefer. And he tries and he strives. Vim kol yegiyusoi, and despite all his efforts, adayin eina oimad al davurav shel oisa hagudel. He still hasn't managed to understand the words that this gudel wrote in his sefer. Said Yerub Ruchem the following amazing words: Aval sof kol sof. At the end of the day, yutuchen, it is possible, as Hine he yoise gudol min oise hagudol be'emes. He is greater, this yeshiva bucha who can't understand the words of this gudol, he is greater than the word, than this gudol who is trying to understand his words, who he can't understand. Ki ein sufik b'zeh. And there's actually no sufik at all in this. Because bevadai keini, it is for sure like this. As b'choshech noire kezeh, in such a terrible darkness, like we find ourselves today, asher lo yodim anachni, we don't even begin to understand ma she'anucha achas b'dereini yecholei lifoil. What one krechs, what one sigh, a yid gives a sigh, ah, I'd love to be able to be better. I'd love to be able to learn more. I'd love to be able to understand deeper, but just doesn't go. We don't understand what that one krechs can achieve. B'nei yeshiva vada yituchein ki hen gedoylem yoysa ma'eila ha'gedoylem asher medol shelifnim. It is for sure possible that the yeshiva bucha today, in a gewissa oifen, he is greater than the gedoylem from previous generations, which we can't even understand their words. So now we understand. This is the Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecho Oid Yehala Lichosena. Happy and fortunate are those people who realize to be the Yoshvei Veisecho. They come to Sheol, to Daven. They come to the Butim Midrushim to learn. And Oid Yehala Lichosena. Despite all the hardships, despite all the difficulties, all the nisyoinus, all the tzuras and all the yisirim, they come into Sheol and they are being mahalal and meshabeach the Rabbeinu Shloilem, and the Boishim is saying, Ashrei amelech shemakalsin oisoi bebeisoi kach. Fortunate is the king who has such loyal yidin who are meshabeachim kach, even when they are in the midst of all difficulties. And this is an even greater nachas riach, says the Chasam Sofer. Even greater nachas riach, more than the avoida of the kabunis in the Beis Hamikdash. Har is a killus yoisa nua lefunav yisbruch shemoi. This is the ultimate ashrei yoishvei vesechel. Fortunate are klal Yisrael. And this is the three times that we are saying the ashrei, connected the three times that this bas koil goes out every day and says, woe, woe, woe is to klal Yisroel. Woe is to the Rabbi Nishloim Shechrafti is Beisi Vesof is Heikal Echob, such loyal Yidin. So our Bakusha is, we should be Zoicha, Bekurev, to come back to Etz Yisroel, Tishlaim Irakoydish, Bebinyan Beis Hamigdish, Vies Mashiach Tzidkeini, Herev Yomeini, Amen.